This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia says it has thwarted attacks on a symbolically significant bridge in Crimea, AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The Kremlin said that it has managed to destroy three Ukrainian drones that attempted to strike a key bridge linking Russia to Moscow-annexed Crimea. A key supply route for Kremlin forces in the war with Ukraine, the Kerch Bridge has come under repeated attack since Russia launched its full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, the governor of the Russian region of Belgorod said two Ukrainian drones attacked two districts, killing one and injuring several others. Ukrainian authorities, which generally avoid commenting on attacks on Russian soil, didn't say whether they launched the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tens of thousands of protesters gathered outside a French military base in Niger's capital, Niamey, on Saturday, demanding that its troops leave in the wake of a military coup that has widespread popular support, but which Paris refuses to recognize. July 26th coup is one of eight in West and Central Africa since 2020. Anti-French sentiment has risen since the coup, but soured further last week when France ignored the junta's order for its ambassador to leave. Niger has also cut military coordination with French forces. The Nobel Prize Foundation on Saturday retracted its invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's Nobel Prize award ceremonies. After the controversial decision, quote, provoked strong reactions, several Swedish lawmakers said Friday that they would boycott this year's Nobel Prize award ceremonies after the private foundation that administers the awards changed its position from a year earlier and invited representatives of three countries to attend. Some of the lawmakers cited Russia's war on Ukraine and the crackdown on human rights in Iran as reasons for their boycott. This is